25 minutes to nine. Good morning once again, Darren Frahill.
Good morning, Mary. I'm going to give the SSE Airtricity League First Division top billing this morning. It's a competition which doesn't get much recognition throughout the year, but the stakes are just so high. Just one team gets automatic promotion to the Premier Division each season, and then the other teams, the teams play second down to fifth, they have to go through a qualifying, a playoff. The winners there meet the second last team from the top division. So, as you can see, nothing comes easy in this division. And going into last night, seven teams still had something to play for. So the big prize went to Drogheda United. They won the First Division last night, 2-0 win against Cabinteely. And a dramatic night as well, because at half-time, it looked like Bray would be promoted. But then goals from James Brown and Luke Heaney got them over the line. John Kenny gate crashed the on-field celebrations at the end and got the thoughts of their manager, Tim Clancy.
Yeah, we tried to improve on the first year, and we did so by getting to the playoff final last year. This season we said we want to try and improve again, and we brought Shell for the second last game of the season last year, and we ended up getting over the line this year. So no, it's hard work for the last 3 years, and a lot of the young players there that deserve to play in the Premier Division and now to get their opportunity.
What does it mean to you personally, Tim?
No, it's good. It's 3 years of hard work, and we fell short the first year in the playoffs against Finn Harps, and then playoff final last year, losing an extra time was pretty tough, but we held on to a lot of the promising young players we have, and I'm more delighted for them because some of them deserve to be in the Premier Division, and now they're going to get that opportunity.
Yeah, obviously the hard work begins now, obviously taking that step up to the next grade.
Yeah, that's it. We'll enjoy this. We let it sink in, and we'll join the next few weeks, or a few days, should we say, and then I'll sit down with the chairman and see about next season, and we'll start planning straight away.
Yeah, make sure you enjoy the next few weeks. Well deserved there, Tim Clancy, the Drogheda United manager. Now, as things stand, Bray, UCD, Longford Town and Cabinteely qualify for the playoffs. Cabinteely, though, could yet lose out because Wexford are appealing the forfeiting of four matches for fielding an ineligible player. So if they're successful with that appeal, then the Dublin side would lose the points and that place would go to sixth place, Galway United. It's been one of those years for Irish soccer, hasn't it? Elsewhere, Forest, the Supporters Trust, which owns Cork City, will meet later today to decide whether or not to sell the club. In the Champions League last night, Liverpool beat FC Michelin 2-0, but midfielder Fabinho, who's been filling in at centre-half for Van Dijk, went off injured, so that's going to be a real worry for Liverpool fans. Manchester City met at 2 wins from 2. They were 3-0 winners away to Marseille. The Irish head coach Andy Farrell will name a starting 15 to face France today. This is for the big Six Nations clash at the weekend. One of those hoping to be included is Keane Healy, and if he does, he will earn his 100th cap. Now, all going well, that should happen, and wouldn't it be nice to celebrate it with the Six Nations title? To do that, Ireland must secure a bonus point win to take out France, and that will then also hold off their other title rivals, England.
There's something much bigger than an individual merit to play for, so trying to brush it aside a bit at the moment and go towards that bigger thing. We go over with an unbelievably tough challenge, but it's something that this group are hugely capable of, and you need to score a lot of tries to beat this team, this French team. They're an unbelievable outfit, as we saw the other night. It's an exciting fixture ahead, and I think everyone's looking forward to it. The lockdown period gave me an opportunity to put a lot of time into things that I'd kind of pushed off and not focused on as much, and nearly treat it like a bit of a sabbatical, like it's an extender, isn't it? And everyone should have treated it like that, to work on things that you might not have the time to when you're game on game, and put a bit of a recovery system in at home, and everything now focuses towards having my body in the best shape. And even outside of that, like I want to be a healthy person and I want to live a long life. So like it's something I want to do, not only for rugby, but for enjoyment of my time outside the field and not walking around like a broken outfielder. Like it's you want to be as fit and as healthy in day to day, and when that transfers into rugby, then it's pretty helpful. I don't tend to do rankings and things like that. Slam was a big one. Heineken Cups that have been big ones. There's loads of number one achievements that are all huge amounts of success with different groups of players, and this time it's our opportunity to have this success with this group and pin them all on the same level when the day comes to think back on them. But it's not time to think back now.
Finally, the 2020 Football Championship gets underway this weekend. Among those in action, Mayo, and we ask the question as we do every year, could this finally be their year? Well, Killian O'Connor has been telling the Game On team that that sort of talk does not go down well inside their camp. According to him, dreaming is futile.
You know, we don't, you're not probably going to believe me, but we don't really spend a lot of time thinking about that, because you go and get flattened in training tonight if you're daydreaming about your Ireland. So we kind of just, we know our standards, we know what we're supposed to be doing, we know what's in the group that we demand of each other. And I suppose it's the back of your head, you know, if you do those small things every single session, every minute of every session, you know, you'll be there, thereabouts, and you know, you give yourself an opportunity to go at the big one. Look, every team is different, every individual is different, but I think if we spent our time talking, thinking, dreaming about trophies this and cup that and Sam this, we lose sight of what we have to do on a weekly basis to keep improving. So genuinely, if we keep getting better session on session, week on week, and we can win Sunday and then set our sights on the next win, you know, that's good, and that's what we'd hope, that ultimately you'd get what you want then.
Killian leaving the dreaming to the fans.